Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast, lots of sunshine again today. We'll have a high in the mid-70s. Northbound I-94 near Highway KR, a problem for several hours this morning due to an early morning crash. This occurred just after 2 a.m., involved a couple of semi-trucks, one spilling animal feed, which had to be cleaned up, of course, along with the rest of the debris. All three lanes initially closed, then one opened up to help reduce the backup and to get traffic moving for morning rush. About 9:30 or so this morning, a two-vehicle crash at Meacham Road and Highway KR, putting one car onto its roof. Mount Pleasant Police, first on scene, said it was the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department's accident. Only minor injuries reported. A costly due process hearing appears unnecessary for Kenny's on Main, a bar at which underage patrons were served alcohol, later involved in separate traffic crashes on successive days, one that claimed the lives of two men in downtown Racine. There's a stipulation agreement okayed by the Public Safety and Licensing Committee. Special Prosecutor Ken Rush said that Kenneth Meyer agrees not to operate Fridays and Saturdays for a 60-day period, and then only until 11 at night for 6 months after that, with one exception for a special Halloween event. Rush noting that this all began with the failure of bar staffers to properly check IDs, which is being corrected as well.
Mr. Meyer tells me that, correct me if I'm wrong, the scanner is battery operated, it's got an electrical backup, and your people just didn't use the electrical backup.
Correct.
But the scanner has now been in place, they've been instructed, they're ready to go. This has got the support of Mr. Meyer, it's got our support as a prosecutor, and I think Sergeant Rivers and the individuals that we were going to have testify, I think, on board.
Alderman Rady Hahn, while accepting the agreement, took note of the initial claim by Meyer about some of the equipment not working as a factor in the case.
We asked him about the card reader and about the cameras inside, and all of a sudden they were all broke. I'm saying, what's wrong with this picture? And, you know, I've been around the block a few times myself.
Meyer also telling the committee that staff changes would be taking effect shortly in reference to those who failed to properly check IDs back in June. When Governor Scott Walker rejected a casino in Kenosha, many supporters said it was because the issue would not play well in his run for president with the conservative voters in Iowa. Now that Walker is out of the race, one of the Menominee tribe's officials is slamming the governor on social media. Craig Corins, a tribal legislator, his comments on Twitter include, for him, meaning Walker, to go to Iowa and get bad advice at the expense of not only Menominee, but Kenosha, Racine, and the entire state, I have no respect for the guy. Governor Walker said at the time the Kenosha casino would expose state taxpayers to a $100 million or more revenue gap due to the compacts negotiated by former Governor Doyle. The Kenosha Casino Project Director, Eric Olson, tells the Kenosha News that the promised conservative backing for Governor Walker if he rejected the project was either not very firm or never there, and as a result, jobs and a huge economic investment were lost. And for the 27th time, Racine-based S.E. Johnson named one of the 100 best companies by Working Mother magazine. Also on the list is Abbott Labs. The Racine County Sheriff's Department indicating one person was killed last night, another seriously hurt in the crash of a car and a pickup truck at the intersection of the Highway 36 bypass and Pine Street in the town of Burlington. Initial 911 calls had the car flipping over at least once, first arriving responders discovering the 21-year-old male operator deceased, operator of the truck, a 56-year-old man, taken by Flight for Life to Frederick Hospital. The accident investigation continues, a news release indicating that speed and failing to obey a traffic signal appear to have been contributing factors, which driver, though, is not listed. A western Kenosha County man could get up to 15 years in prison. He was convicted of felony vehicular homicide for the death of a teenager more than 2 years ago. 29-year-old Thomas Johnston IV of Twin Lakes pleading no contest. He'll be sentenced in November. He was accused of being high on heroin when he drove his car into the back of a riding mower that was operated by Nathan Walter along a road in the town of Randall. When Sturtevant's tax incremental district number 3, which covers Renaissance Business Park, is dissolved next year, the village could decrease the mill rate by up to 25%, according to Administrator Mary Cole, telling that to the Village Board and the Community Development Authority. It would cover any outstanding debt with the property taxes collected. The TID could then be closed next year, allowing the lowering of the taxes for residents that they pay in 2017. Other taxing bodies like Racine Unified, Gateway Technical College, and Racine County would also benefit, and the village would get a one-time payment of about $1.7 million when the TID closes. Trustee John Johnson said he'd urge the village to use any extra funding that comes from the closing of that TID to make up for services lost over the years.
The taxpayers are going to get the relief. A 25% drop to me is a significant drop, and anybody who doesn't think so, I think, needs to reevaluate what they're looking at. And it still allows us to go back and start providing the services that we've lacked for years.
The Community Development Authority now going to start to work on the possibility of creating maybe one or two new TID districts. A Racine Interfaith Coalition prayer vigil will be taking place Thursday night at 6 o'clock in the 1600 block of Taylor Avenue to remember the man shot and killed Sunday night. 34-year-old Vaughn Chapman died from a gunshot wound to the head. Police continue seeking information on who did it. The prayer vigil is going to be led by Reverend Tony Larson of Olympia Brown Unitarian Church. The public welcome to participate. Meanwhile, Racine police also continue investigating the shooting of a man in the leg, that around LaSalle and Albert Streets, and that occurred Monday night. Racine County Judge John Jude has sentenced 32-year-old Juan Bahena Dominguez to 179 days in jail. That's minus some time served for his role in a fight after a youth football game at Haven Park in Mount Pleasant just over a year ago. A potential bigger issue for him, though, could be deportation. Bahena Dominguez remains under a hold from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and will have to fight to remain in this country with his wife and children. He pled no contest to reduce charges referenced the fight, for which 18-year-old Cameron Mosley was also placed on a year's probation and the threat of jail time for any violations. First District Congressman Paul Ryan is going to hold a series of listening sessions in the Kenosha-Racine area on Monday, October 5th. Schedule calls for him to be at Veterans Terrace in Burlington from 11:30 in the morning till 12:30 in the afternoon. From there, it's the Innovation Works Complex at Snap-on in Kenosha. That starts at 1:15 p.m. And the day will conclude for the congressman at the Racine Theater Guild from 3 until 4 o'clock. His listening sessions usually begin with a presentation, then he gets into questions from the audience. And Milwaukee's tax rate would drop if Mayor Tom Barrett's proposed $1.55 billion budget for next year is approved. The mayor presenting it to the Common Council, it would include hiring 100 more police officers, holding the levy, and dropping the tax rate just over 1%. Only four of the 20 establishments visited last Saturday by Caledonia police sold tobacco or nicotine products to minors during a routine compliance check. Three were issued citations for tobacco products to minors, the fourth for selling a nicotine product used in e-cigarettes. The citations carry a fine of $218. The compliance checks conducted by Caledonia police and the KRW Tri-County Tobacco Free Coalition. The Racine County Board last night formally welcoming Brad Bailing as the county's new Veteran Services Officer. Unanimous confirmation of his appointment by County Executive Jonathan Delagrave. Bailing from Kenosha, looking forward to the opportunity. He's been on the job for about a week, had some high praise for the Veterans Court.
I've been to the Veterans Court now twice, and it's been a great experience. That's a wonderful opportunity for any of you to attend as well. If you get the opportunity, these vets are really reaching out and trying to better themselves. And the fact that this county provides them an avenue to do that is phenomenal.
Bailing admits he's got some big shoes to fill. Ollie Nelson, who left to take the Kenosha County Veteran Services job, but Bailing said, "I'll do my level best to do so." Brad Bailing, retiring from the Air Force this year as a Chief Master Sergeant, got a master's degree from Liberty University and a bachelor's from Ashford University. And the Republican presidential candidates, those that are left, will be talking about ways to deal with poverty. That'll be during a forum to be co-hosted by 1st District Congressman Paul Ryan and South Carolina Senate Republican Tim Scott. It'll be next January in Columbia, South Carolina, co-sponsored by the Jack Kemp Foundation. Ryan, of course, co-chairing the House Ways and Means Committee, has been working on a detailed GOP agenda for addressing poverty. Says very few challenges are tougher, noting it's the topic that the presidential candidates are not discussing at this point. As many as 500 Educators Credit Union customers may be at risk of financial loss because of skimming devices found on ATMs in a handful of southeast Wisconsin locations. Officials with a Racine-based credit union indicate that five of their ATMs were found to have the skimmers after fraudulent debit account transactions started showing up. So far, the fraud has only been found with a couple of accounts. One device located September the 6th in Racine, one in Kenosha on the 12th, along with three others in Milwaukee that same day. The skimming device is used to steal customer debit card information when the ATMs are used. The Kenosha Police Department's Facebook page has the picture of a woman putting one of those skimmers onto an ATM. This, by the way, the second outbreak reported in the metro Milwaukee area in less than a month. Worse, in Madison, they're investigating the discovery of seven more skimming devices on ATMs in the past several months, in addition to several devices found back in May and in June. Three Madison ATMs, three in Fitchburg, one in Monona, all found to have been compromised since June, according to Madison police. To determine Wisconsin's 50 safest communities, Utah-based home security company Safewise looked at the most recent FBI crime figures from the year 2013 and discovered that the town of Oconomowoc deserved the top spot. No murders, robberies, rapes, or arsons in that year. Only 30 total crimes, McGuanago ranking second. Of the remaining 48 municipalities, the village of Sturtevant listed 17th with 0.28 violent crimes per 1,000 population, just over 8 property crimes per 1,000. Safewise says 16% of the 50 Wisconsin communities reported no violent crime at all in 2013 and only 2 murders overall. The company website, in looking at Sturtevant, says the following. Police officers there are serious about stopping crime. Doesn't mean they don't know how to relax. Officers and firefighters, they want to come to your next block party. They're eager to build stronger community partnerships. Citizens able to chat with officers, tour emergency vehicles, all while enjoying the company of neighbors and friends. AccuWeather forecast. Sunny this afternoon, the high in the mid-70s. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.